It's Tuesday night. It's 6 p.m. live from Manchester, where past glories are never far away.
Manchester United have reached the promised land. History is made. Manchester United are the champions of Europe again.
City here looking for an opening. It's tick off again. 2-0 down. Manchester City have drawn it level.
Live from the world's best footballing city. Call now. 0345 111 7625 and have your say. And this is the Excess Manchester Football Socials Forever Blue, winning with Gowing Law.
Evening, welcome to Forever Blue. Are you? I certainly am. And what makes Manchester City special, particularly to you? I'm Ian Cheeseman. The next hour I'll be joined, and I will be regularly joined by a City legend, and I'll be trying to turn the airwaves blue. No apologies for that. Most weeks, it'll be Paul Lake who's with me. Tonight, it's another Blues hero, Gary Owen. Later, two more Blues who've pulled on the sky blue shirt with pride, both former City skippers. And I'd love you to tell me why you're a Blue and what makes City special. So, right, let's get straight to the chat.
Let's get right at it.
I must say straight away, have you missed me? So I'm back, Anna. I'm back.
Cheesy, I wish I could say that I've missed you, but I've seen you more over the past 6 months than I did before. So I'm glad you're on the airways somewhere.
Right, well, I am back on the airways, and we're going to talk about what makes City special. I did a blog the other day, and a lot of people reacted to it. I think it's to do with the City family, which is really special as far as I'm concerned. I named a few people, but there could be hundreds of them. People are City fans for different reasons and in different amounts, but we're all part of the same family. But before we go down there, there's one little thing that's been really bugging me, and I want to get your views on this, Gary, right? I was watching the build, and this isn't the only place it was done. It was done in the tabloid newspapers as well. But I was watching the build-up on BT to Arsenal against Chelsea at the weekend, and they had a graphic on screen that showed how much each club has spent, and it had City top of the list, which I can't argue at the moment. They are top of the list in terms of the amount that they've spent. However, the figure didn't include the money that had come in from those sales that City have made as well. So it was a very exaggerated figure. It was over £200 million. And I do know that City have spent over £200 million. But what seemed to be neglected, and I've got the figures in front of me here, is that City have brought in £66.92 million, if you want to be precise, from players. And yet when they showed Tottenham in the graphic, they showed exactly what they'd brought in and hadn't spent. And I thought, is there an agenda here? And it seems to be that way in the national newspapers as well. Yes, do they want to exaggerate what City is spending?
Nah, listen, this isn't news that who spends the most money. Man United have been doing it for over three decades. And then latterly, Chelsea were doing it. And then after Chelsea, we've been doing it. But this has been going on through Europe, with Bayern Munich in Germany, with Olympiacos or Panathinaikos in Greece, from Spain with Barcelona, Real Madrid. The top clubs stay at the top of their respective international leagues because they spend the most money and they buy the best players. And in normality, apart from taking the Leicester out of the equation season, is that the team that buys the best players that would normally cost the most money end up winning the most trophies in general.
Now, we perhaps don't care whether City has spent top. Obviously, it's something that out there in the neutral land or the fans of other clubs or the media, that's what's always exaggerated or hyped or, you know, when I say exaggerated, economical with some of the facts. Does it feel like there's an agenda against City?
Listen, when you spend money, you're always going to be held up there to ransom and to be questioned. But I remember Jose Mourinho, and I don't listen that much to him, actually, but he did come out with a good point, and law of averages says that he does have to come out with one sooner or later, is that he did say when we bought Kevin De Bruyne for 57 million, that will become the norm sooner rather than later. Now, 57 million, you take what we paid for Gabriel Jesus at 37 million, you look at what Neymar's gone for, you speak to anybody in Brazil, they say Jesus is the next big thing for Brazil. So his 37 million will look nothing. The Kevin De Bruyne, 57 million, now looks nothing. Let's go back a few more years. Yaya Toure, David Silva, yeah, Aguero, 38 million. Listen, it's just the way that football has gone. The money's come into it and it's supply and demand. And if you've got something that somebody wants and you don't particularly want to sell it, it goes to the highest bidder. And we're in that position now in football, especially in England. It was in Italy, going back in my time, in the 80s. And now it's here. So it's great.
What would you have been worth now, Gary?
2-6. No, but listen, when you look at what players are going for now, and I mean players that are average players, Conte said it, 40, 50 million for an average player now, and I mean average player.
They say 50 is the new 30 million, yeah. Don't they?
So in that case then, cheap Kyle Walker, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the players that have
come for City. And Mendy at 23 is a gift then, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was going to go through them there.
Edison.
Edison, 36.
He's 24, 8 years of age.
Yeah. They're all young, really, aren't they?
There's only Kyle Walker at 27. Edison's 24. You look at Jesus, he's 20.
If City end up getting Sanchez, I think he's a little older, but nevertheless, he's still in his 20s, late 20s. Mbappe, if they were to sign him, obviously everybody would go, wow, look at all that money, and they'll suddenly forget about Neymar, but he's a young kid as well, with prospects, and that's what Pep's trying to bring
it's,
in.
Listen,
it?
With or without Sanchez, it's an awesome squad. It's an awesome of... We brought the average age down, I think, down to 25 now, right across the squad, which means it's good, more power. The pace that we have now, right the way through the team, is going to be the difference this season.
A couple of other things I want to bring up tonight. I mean, obviously, we've had the whole summer with nothing to talk about on the field, apart from the four games in pre-season, although I'm not a massive reader it too much into what happens in pre-season. But I went on part of the US tour and did some vlogs, etc., which people have found on the YouTube channel I set up, Forever Blue. And on those US tours, you could absolutely see what City were trying to do. You know, they were spreading the word, obviously, to a new market. There were 93,000 at the LA Coliseum. There were a lot of kids in there. There were a lot of people who probably only ever seen football, frankly, on FIFA 2017. And you could see from the way that they reacted, a player had nutmegged somebody from either side. And they'd really get giddy about that because they weren't looking at the game like you and I do, which is a lot more sort of cynically in some ways because it's our game and we've been watching it for so long. But you can see what they were doing. They did some signing sessions. And then what happened at the weekend? City did this fantastic Citizens Day, didn't they? Where there were thousands of people there. Everybody got, and you were there, and you know how good it was, don't you?
It was excellent for the fans. I mean, to get that close to the players, to, I mean, now in this modern day game, You never get the chance to get that close to players. City made it accessible to everybody from young to old. They spent time to sign autographs, have selfies, and spend a bit of time with them, which I thought is what it's all about. We know that that Manchester City is a family club. We've already said that, and they proved it again. Even though new owners have come in, the tradition of being a family club is staying there. But when you look at the squad we had out there and the squad that really we're going to go to war with without bringing anybody else in. It is just awesome. Awesome.
Now, Ian Atchell's gone, and obviously he was a natural goal scorer in many people's eyes, and he was a young lad who'd come through the academy system. Are you disappointed that he's gone? Should he have been given
a chance? Of course you're always disappointed when a younger player goes, but you've also got to say, would he get in above Aguero and Jesus? The answer is no. So he's got to be playing football. He's got to be playing at a level. I think the club have wisely sold him on for 25 million, which I think is good money. It is good money, 25 million. Gone for 25 million to Leicester City with a buyback clause in there that if we need to, we have first dabs on him. He was not going to play. He needs to be playing to enhance his game, become a better player. Better to do it in the Premier League. And in Leicester, it will start. So that's what it's good for the club. It's good for us getting 25 minutes. Good for us to get a clause where we can buy him back if we want him back in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And it's good for Kelechi that he can play regular in the Premier League. So I think it works out well for everybody else.
Where do you stand on Sami Nasri? Because I'm a big I'll be honest, I'm a big fan of Sami Nasri. I think he's very gifted. You hear all these stories, but then you don't know whether they're true or not. You hear all these stories that he's disruptive behind the scenes. I saw some newspaper articles when City were out in America saying that he'd fallen out with the other players and they didn't want him in the team. And then the next game, he's in the team anyway, so you wonder whether there's any truth in that. He always has a smile on his face when I see him. I saw him at the Citizens Weekend on Saturday, and I thought he played really well. Now, it was pre-season, and I've said don't read too much into it, but he did. And he seems like a Pep player to me.
I've seen... all the web action from the City website. So I've seen it all. he does not look as though he's being shunned by the rest of his teammates. It looks as though he's